I remember when Rock was young. Me and Susie had so much fun, holding hands and skimming stones. Had an old gold Chevy and a place of my own, but the biggest kick I ever got was doing a thing called the Crocodile Rock. While the other kids were rocking round the clock, we were hopping and bopping to the Crocodile Rock. Well, the rocket is something shocking when your feet just can't keep still. I never knew me a better time, and I guess I never will. Oh, naughty mama, it was Friday night when Susie wore her dresses tight. The rocket was out of sight. Susie went and left me for some foreign guy. Long nights crying by the wrecking machine, dreaming of a Chevy and my old blue jeans. But they never killed the thrills we got, burning up to the Crocodile Rock. But as fast as the weeks went past, we really thought the Crocodile Rock would last. Well, the rocket is something shocking when your feet just can't keep still. I never knew me a better time, and I guess I never will. Oh, Lordy Mama, this Friday night, when Susie wore her dresses tight, the rocket was out of sight. Young, me and Susie had so much fun, holding hands and skimming stones. Had an old old Chevy and a place of my own, but the biggest kick I ever got was doing a thing called the Crocodile Rock. While other kids were rocking round the clock, we were hopping and bopping to the Crocodile Rock. Well, the rocket is something shocking when your feet just can't keep still. I never knew me a better time, and I guess I never will. Oh, Lordy Mama, this Friday night, when Susie wore her dresses tight, the rocket was out of sight.
That's like my favorite part of that song, when he goes like "Crocodile Rock," and it's like so intense, it's like really fast and quick. I'm like, ah, oh my god. Oh my gosh. What'd you think of this, Ari?
I have so many mixed feelings about this. Sometimes you sounded awesome, and then sometimes it felt very comical, especially when you were doing the falsetto. The falsetto was especially like
falsetto Russ.
Your emotion was there, and it usually is, but some of your technique was just too defined for this style of music. Everything kind of felt heavy and tight to me. I want to hear you really loosen up, because I just feel like I've never heard you really loosen up.
Yeah, you know, I sort of agree with you there. Like, I almost wanted to hear this be, like, more bouncy and like blah, 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 blah. Like I don't know, like blah, 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 blah. Just crazy.
I like that
because there were some parts where he was very much like crocodile rocking is something shock. Like it was just like very like straight.
Yeah,
I want to hear you kind of like I don't know. I guess slur makes it sound like you're drunk or something. So that's probably not smart. Don't do that. But, like, I want to hear you kind of, like, sway into it more. Like,
yeah.
Just, like relax your shoulders and just go.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's how I feel. I agree, though. The falsetto was great. When it came on, I was like, yes! Falsetto Russ, this is awesome! But then there was a couple places where I think you started a little early, too. There was a couple, like, small moments where I felt like
yeah,
you stumbled
I
a little bit.
Too.
But I don't know. It was like really fun to listen to because like of your falsetto and stuff like that. But I do think that you could make it even more fun to listen to because like your emotion, everything was there, but like vocally speaking, it would be even more fun if you like just kind of went loosey goosey a little bit. Did you have anything else you wanted to add to this?
No.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right. Up next is Mary, a.k.a. Melly. I always, like, say her name awkwardly like that.
I was like, who?
I know. It's really stupid. I don't know why I keep doing it. Nobody gets it except for me. I just, like, think it's really funny in my head, and then it's never funny when I say it out loud.
I'll laugh next time.
Yay. Okay, Melly is next.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirts you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. And this is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door. And I'm floating in a most peculiar way. And the stars look very different today. Here am I sitting in a tin can, far above the world. Planet Earth, there's nothing I can do. I'm past 100,000 miles, I'm feeling very still, and And I think my spaceship knows which way to go. Tell my wife I love her very much. She knows. Ground control to Major Tom, your suck is dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me? Am I sitting around my tin can? Far above moon. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do.
Melly. Okay, so, Melly, I'm sad to say this, but you sort of started to do that, like, off-key thing again around the second verse. The first verse was good. First of all, I love the mixing. Just let me say some positives real quick. I, like, absolutely thought the mixing was super cool, and I thought it was really well done. I thought it was a kind of a strange song choice for you because it felt very, like, monotone, and there wasn't much you could do with it. But yeah, the main issue was the fact that you started to go off key in the second verse, and then you pretty much stayed consistently off key about till the end when you sort of came back, but then your harmony was kind of weird. What did you think, Aria?
Yeah, the mixing was really cool. I loved the way you sang this, and I thought the first verse was gorgeous and delicate and perfect. But then right when you hit the first chorus, the intonation started getting a little bit odd, and then you were just consistently like a half step sharp or a whole step sharp or something. I'm not even sure. And it's such a shame because I loved the tone that you were using throughout the entire song. And if you had been singing on key, I think this would have been like a winner for me.
I know. This would have been so cool.
Yeah.
It was so frustrating that you were just slightly off the whole time. I think the only thing to do at this point is just move on.
Yeah.
To the next, excuse me, the next person, which is, I believe, hold on, Nani is up next. Ooh.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. An older version of me, is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me hold me until you died, till you died? But you're still alive, and I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not fair to deny me of the cross I bear that you gave to me. You ought to know. You seem very well. Things look peaceful. I'm not quite as well. I thought you should know. Did you forget about me, Mr. Duplicity? I hate to bug you in the middle of dinner. It was a slap in the face how quickly I was replaced. And are you thinking of me when you fuck her? Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me you loved me until you died, till you died? But you're still alive, and I'm here. to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not fair to deny me of the cross I bear that you gave to me. You ought to know. And I'm not gonna fade as soon as you close your eyes. And you know it. And every time I scratch my nails down someone else's back, I won't feel it. Well, can you feel it? Well, I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not fair to deny.
That was Nani.
Nani?
Singing You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
I go through these phases where I really like listening to Alanis Morissette. It's like her, Celine Dion, and like Sarah McLachlan.
Good choices.
They're like the three most random people.
But good
choices. I just like really enjoy listening to
good them. Choices.
What did you think of this, Aria?
This was really fierce. This is an awesome choice for your voice.
Yeah, I was really happy when I saw this. I was like, yes.
Honestly, I don't even have much to like critique. Your tone was phenomenal. There were dynamics. The emotion was great. I did wish you had gotten a little bit more intense during the second verse, because I feel like the lyrics there are like super, super powerful and super intense. But I was still really happy with what you gave us. Some of the timing did seem a little bit off, especially right after the instrumental break. You came in a little bit late, but it got back on, so that was good. But overall, this is just a really good solid entry for you.
Yeah, I love this. I agree about the second verse. I would have liked a little bit more like rawr on like the scratch your nails down someone else's back, like that part's like, super intense. And I was sort of disappointed that you didn't do the in the middle of the song where she goes like, oh, or whatever. She, you know, she does that like weird, like whiny kind of thing.
I forgot about that.
And I kind of like wish she had like done that like angrily or something. I think it would have added like a little bit of flair. But honestly, like I really enjoyed this. It was super like intense and like I loved your vocals. It was a solid song choice. I agree. So good job, Nane. Up next, we have Dylan. And in the chat, Dylan was like, I don't think Aria's ever judged me. Have you ever judged Dylan before, Aria?
I don't think I have, actually.
This is so weird.
Oh, this is cool.
Oh my god, exciting.
I'm gonna rip you apart.
Oh my god, he better hope he did something really good. Dylan's up next.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for a place called Lee Ho Fooks, gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London. Ah, ooh. London. Ooh. You hear him howling around your kitchen door. You better not let him in. Oh, little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London. Ah, ooh. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London. Ah, ooh. Hairy, hairy gents who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London. Ah, ooh. Ah, ooh. Well, I saw Lon Chaney walking with a queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with a queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London. Ah, ooh. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London.
Dylan. Arya, since it's your first time judging Dylan, I'm going to let you go first.
Because okay.
It's momentous.
Dylan Collins, this was so bad. What is wrong with you? I mean, oh my God. No, actually, I liked this. you've improved so much. And I know I've told you this so many times, but you really have. And did you mix this? Did he mix this? Do you know if he mixed this? Or did somebody mix this for him? Do you know?
Sorry, my headphones just fell out. Did you say something to me?
I did.
What did you say? You said he's improved so much, and then my headphones.
And then fell out. I said, "Do you know if he mixed this himself?"
Yes, I'm sure he did.
He did. Yay!
I think if not Nani did, but I think he did it.
Okay, well, Dylan, if you mixed this yourself, then. This was, like, awesome mixing, because some of your mixing has been pretty bad in the past. But this was really, really good. The howls, they were a little bit flat on the top, especially on the ones you held out. So, you know, just keep the support. I liked sometimes you added, like, a little bit, but sometimes you added a little bit of vibrato at the very, very end of them. Like at the last second, and then you sort of fell from the note, and it really worked. And I thought that was really cool when you did it. I think you only did it like twice, but it worked. I thought the song was a little bit boring, and I think you could have done a little bit more with it. I think you could have gotten a little more creative with it, maybe. Maybe I'm just not a fan of the song. I don't know. but I think you sounded good. I think you sounded really solid.
I agree. This was a really like solid song choice for you. I wish the woos had been a little bit more, like, bam. I don't know, like, I wish you had done, like, a little more with them. Like, had a bit more energy on them, I guess. Because they, like, I think they kind of fell flat a little bit. And, like Ari was saying, it just fell short for me, like, just energetically as well. I agree. I think the song was kind of really repetitive. And I wish you'd done just a little more to switch it up, because it did feel, like, a little bit, like,
Yeah, it got a little draggy.
Yeah, it dragged itself out. But I think you sang it really well. I thought it was really well sung for you. Mm-hmm. And it felt like it was in a really good place for you. So I enjoyed it in that sense. I just would have liked a little bit more like oomph to it, or like build or something to just like switch it up a bit. So I agree. Oh my God, I'm like slowly dying over here.
Oh no.
I feel like this is like me every week. I'm like, oh guys, I'm sorry, but I'm actually dying. Blah.
you got to make it through the episode.
I do. We've only got 3 more people left. And right. Up next is Skywish.
Skywish. Skywish.